The new musical work pays tribute to an unlikely and little-known civil rights activist. Booker T. Wright was a black waiter at a whites-only restaurant in Greenwood, Mississippi, and he played his role well until 1965 when he lifted the veil on his life of servitude in an NBC documentary.
The meaner the man be, the more you smile.
To mark the 50th anniversary of restaurant desegregation, the Southern Foodways Alliance has commissioned a musical piece based on Booker Wright's life. And a warning now, our story from NPR's Debbie Elliott does contain offensive language.
Booker T. Wright is not a name you'll find in history textbooks, but his story is a testament to the everyday experiences of blacks in the Jim Crow South. Born in the Mississippi Delta, Wright wasn't educated. He worked two jobs to support his family, says his granddaughter, Yvette Johnson.
Booker owned his own restaurant on the black side of town, which in and of itself was famous, known throughout all of the Delta. I've heard that B.B. King would go and eat there and stay up until the wee hours of the morning.
Wright also worked as a waiter at Lusco's, a fine dining restaurant for whites in Greenwood. And it's there that NBC producers encountered him as they worked on a documentary about life in Mississippi.
There was something about the way that Booker sang the menu.
Lusco's had no written menu, so Booker Wright would recite it tableside. Wearing a white jacket and black bow tie, towel draped over his arm, Wright demonstrated his technique in the documentary.
Everything we serve is a la carte. We have fresh shrimp cocktail, Lusco's shrimp, fresh oyster on a half shell, baked oyster Rockefeller, oyster Almondine, stewed oyster, fried oyster, Spanish mackerel broil, Wilson Solon steak, club steak, T-bone steak, porterhouse steak.
And then he stopped, and he began talking about what it was like to be black in the Mississippi Delta in 1965.
Some people are nice, some are not. Some call me Booker, some call me John, some call me Jim, some call me nigger. All of that hurts, but you have to smile. If you don't, what's wrong with you?
Booker's sentiments have been put to music in a work titled Repast.
Some call me Booker. Some call me John. Some call me Jim. Some call me...
Singer Justin Hopkins and pianist Bruce Levingston performed the piece at the Southern Foodways Alliance Symposium in Oxford, Mississippi this year. Participants were there to consider who is welcome at the welcome table now 50 years after restaurant desegregation. The University of Mississippi-based SFA studies food cultures in the American South. Repast is an oratorio, a musical composition that typically deals with a sacred subject. Hopkins, towel draped over his arm, stood on a bare stage in front of Levingston Steinway, telling Booker Wright's story as interpreted by the poet Kevin Young, part of a diverse group of artists who worked on the project.
What should my name be?
Young says a waiter's job at a restaurant like Lusco's carried status, which made Wright's decision to speak out all the more powerful.
I recognize in Booker the pride that he took, you could tell, in his work and doing his work well, and then the shame that sort of placed upon him and the things he has to endure.
Hey, tell that nigga to hurry up with that coffee. I'm on my way. So that's what you have to go through with. But remember, you have to keep that smile.
After the performance, culinary historian Michael Twitty says the oratorio shows a deeply personal perspective in the struggle for equality.
I think that the greatest lesson was that we had centuries of people who smiled despite oppression, and that smile was a sacrifice.
The meaner the man be, the more you smile.
Nolan Gasser composed the music, which, though classical, alludes to Mississippi's role in the creation of American music.
It just gave me this unbelievable palette to go from blues to gospel to spiritual to field holler to lament to little inflections of Chopin and even Bach.
The more you smile.
At times, the audience is asked to stand and even participate in a collective call and response.
Because I wanted the audience to feel like they've been to church.
It worked for Mississippi native Ralph Eubanks.
It just gave me chills.
Eubanks is a writer and editor of the Virginia Quarterly Review. He says Booker's story has resonance today.
As we think about the idea of otherness in our culture and how sometimes that comes out in ugly ways in our society. And he's an object lesson for what happens when we continue to be obsessed with that and allow it to spiral out of control.
Thy work never done for thee.
Booker Wright's granddaughter, Yvette Johnson, is writing a book about her grandfather.
The gift that my grandfather left to us and the gift that we get anew in this musical piece is the importance of seeing one another's humanity.
After 25 years of working at Lesko's, Wright lost his job after appearing on the NBC documentary. Johnson says by speaking out, he had pledged his allegiance to the civil rights movement.
He was working at Lesko's, and there was a TV in Lesko's, and people watched it. And the customers began saying, "We don't want Booker to wait on us."
He was later pistol-whipped by a white police officer, and in 1973, Wright was killed in an altercation with a customer at his own restaurant, Booker's Place.
There's a juke joint of the soul, somewhere you can have yourself something cold.
Pianist Bruce Levingston is also the artistic director for Repast. He grew up in the Mississippi Delta.
I knew other Booker Wrights who were men of dignity and grace and facing unbelievable obstacles.
He says many quietly endured injustice because they lived at a time and in a place where you could be killed otherwise. Levingston says Wright's 2 minutes on national TV was a courageous act, and Repast is meant to recognize that.
Every time we play that piece, Booker comes alive, and we intend to take it to venues all over the country.
Levingston hopes Booker Wright's story can last in the canon of music forever. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Gathers in the Mississippi.